This is the tax update for the week ending 11th June 2012. And this week we're going to look at announcements made by HMRC to tackle avoidance on high-value residential property, consultation on removing people from the SA filing requirement, inviting you to stop HMRC from calling taxpayers customers, and summarising a tax case. Whenever there is a consultation document using the word fair, you know that people are going to have to pay tax, and this one is directed at an annual charge on residential properties valued at over £2 million. So it's not going to affect too many people in Scotland, but it will affect people in London and Poole. It's also dealing with the extension from 21st March 2012 of SDLT to 15% on these expensive properties valued at over £2 million if a company is used to envelop the transaction or options are used. As usual, the notes are accompanied by summaries and links to relevant additional information. HMRC are also consulting and removing people from the SA filing requirement, and it's a useful reminder of how a lot of stress can be removed if people don't need to file, especially with the new penalty regime found in Schedule 55, Finance Act 2009, where if somebody is late filing, even if they don't owe any tax, they're going to become liable to a penalty regime that grows with the passage of time. A lot of people object to HMRC calling taxpayers customers. Taxpayers are much better than customers because they're giving a contribution to society, and I think that HMRC should call taxpayers by their proper and respectful name. If you agree, there's a link to a petition which needs 100,000 signatories to stop HMRC calling taxpayers customers. You might think, well, what about claimants? And the answer is, call people who claim tax credits and the like claimants. That's an appropriate term. But I do wish HMRC would stop referring to taxpayers as customers, because there's no choice for taxpayers. They have to deal, and the level of service which HMRC provides is in general unacceptably poor if you move any way out from the norm. Finally, and really an amplification of that point, HMRC took a Mr. John Bentley to court because they couldn't give him an interview to assist with his tax return filing until after the deadline. And after their failure to give him an interview to help him file his tax return, they then attempted to charge a late filing penalty because he was 3 days late. The facts get worse because Mr. Bentley was a pensioner, and his tax liability totalled for the year ended 2010 some £93.49, and it is blatantly obvious that he had a reasonable excuse for filing his return 3 days late, because the delay was caused by HMRC being unable to provide an appropriate service to support him. I'm actually appalled that HMRC should have taken this case to a tribunal. It's a dreadful waste of taxpayers' money, and for one, I don't want to see my money being spent taking pensioners who earn a very small income to a tribunal as HMRC try to collect a penalty which, by any measure of common sense or ordinary judgment or even decency, they should never have attempted to collect. As usual, there's a summary of the case along with a link to the full judgment, which makes an interesting read. Thanks very much for listening for this week.